Well, hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges. These daily challenges are meant to help people learn what it means to follow Jesus in our busy commuting lifestyle. And if you've never explored what following Jesus is all about in the first place, I'd encourage you to check out our Christianity 101 course first. It's available through the same mobile website and app. It would be a great introduction to the concepts that we really build on in these daily challenges. If you're exploring these challenges for the first time, we'd encourage you not to do it alone for long, but to join with others in exploring these challenges and discussing the questions we ask each day. Every Monday, we explore a new idea. Every Tuesday, we explore that in the Bible. Every Wednesday, we see how the Bible might change us. Every Thursday, we try it out in practice before a day of reflection and prayer on Friday. Saturday is a day for rest, and then Sunday is a day for community. And that's where the community part of Redeem the Commute comes in. We want you to share this content with people you know, maybe somebody from the train or bus, somebody from work, somebody from your neighborhood, somebody in your life who might benefit from the same material. Share it with them and start a little discussion group that meets as often as you can. On Sundays, we're going to be starting a new Christian community in Ajax. And if you'd like more information about that, make sure to get in touch with me. I'd love to tell you more about what we're starting and when. Well, advertising is everywhere in our world. It's really hard to avoid it. And a lot of it's based on that old saying, true saying, that sex sells. You can find advertising all over the place that's meant to be suggestive, that's meant to really draw your eye and hold it there for longer than any other advertisement could. Advertisers know, too, that sex gets people talking. Sometimes they're even just talking about whether an advertisement is appropriate or whether it's legal. But as long as people are talking, advertisers are happy. But of course, what really makes it worthwhile is that advertising is meant to move people towards a purchase. And when advertising uses sex to sell, it can absolutely influence people in ways that nothing else can and move them towards making a decision and acting. Well, right now the auto show is going on, and I've seen lots of news coverage, and maybe you have too, about booth babes. People are talking about all these sexily dressed women who stand near the cars and try to draw people's attention to the cars. And there's been lots of controversy about whether that's a good thing or not for society, but clearly it works, because the auto manufacturers are doing it. They must know that it says something about their cars that the cars themselves can't communicate. See, a car is just a car. It's, at its core anyway, a way to get from place to place. Of course, it can be a bit more than that, but lots of people try to invest a lot more into their cars. They want their cars to represent them, or at least who they wish they were. They see a car being about image. They see a car being about their aspirations. And so when an auto manufacturer can attach the image of a beautiful woman to a car, it means you're going to pay less attention to the car itself and whether it's going to work well, whether it's the right car for you. And you start thinking more about yourself and your image. And you think, well, if those women like the car, maybe those women would like me. They're really hoping that you'll forget about the details of the car, that you'll start to think more about the image that you're going to at least think that you project by having that car, and you'll buy it for image and beauty. And of course, one of the most famous users of sexual advertising is Abercrombie & Finch. And it works for them. Even though it's controversial and people have picketed and protested against them, for the 48 consecutive quarters before the recession in 2009, they posted net profits every single quarter, made $48 billion. Absolutely, we can say sex sells. Well, we're going to explore this topic in more depth tomorrow as we dive into the Bible to see what it says about the topic we've been exploring today. But first, I have a question for you to consider. Our question is, have you ever bought something, then realized that suggestive advertising had more to do with your decision than the product itself? I'll have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.